So something magical happened this morning. I had received a beautiful, beautiful text from one of my clients and friends over the weekend, and I wanted to respond via audio. And in doing so, I plucked a poem out of my poetry journal randomly, but not so randomly, of course, because I always trust that I'm sort of guided to which poem to read. And I didn't even read it before I started my message to her, but as I was reading this poem, I realized, wow, this is a poem for all of us right now. This is a poem that she inspired me to pluck out, but that really wants to be read to all of you, to all of us. It's called "It Won't Make the News" by Rosemary Trummer. What we really need is to gather in the street and talk to each other. Any street, lined with shrubs or tenements, paved or dirt or cobblestone, with orange cones or with wooden barriers to set off the block, so we can talk. Can talk and listen and watch the day go by. Some will join us. They will wonder why we've gathered. They'll pull out their binoculars as if there's something more to see. There's always something more to see. Like the way the light comes through the hedge and makes it more gold than green. Hey, did you hear that nightingale? When's the last time you heard one? All my life I've been too busy, rushing from one here to the next. But look what happens when we gather in the street and gawk in whatever direction. We start to become a we. You, me, the man in the yellow plaid shirt, the cop, the woman in white tennis shoes. It does not matter how we vote or where we've been or how much we make or if we pray. Here we are in the same place on the same day. Not because someone died, not because someone's done something wrong. There's no one to cheer for but us. We'll go back to our homes soon enough, but for now, here we are doing the most important work, gathering in the street to notice together the scent of fall, the warmth of mid-afternoon sun, the way all our shadows fall the same direction. Duh! It's so beautiful and it's so perfect for right now, this moment in time, both of course with all of the stuff happening around the elections and the horrendous, horrendous happenings in Orlando the other day. And of course, you know, the violence that we're seeing all too often all over the world, every place. And you know, what I love so much about what Rosemary has done in this poem, it's the way, you know, when she gets to that line, we start to become a we. It's like she's pulled us into this this just simple utopia. And we all know this place, right? We all know that when we're standing together, taking a breath from our busy lives, looking around at the people standing next to us, we love each other, right? We love something outside of ourselves too. Like, I think that I'm not being very articulate because I'm so excited, but or I'm just not being articulate because I'm not articulate. But in any case, I'm hoping that, you know, of course, that the poem just spoke it to you. But I'm marveling myself at that, the way that she says, doing the most important work, gathering in the street to notice together. Because I think there's that moment, and I love to talk about noticing. I love to talk about the deep breath of stopping and seeing the beauty and complete wonder of all of us standing on this earth with the myriad of birds and flowers and trees and people of all different shapes and colors and ways of living and the sky, and we're on this ball and we're spinning around in the universe together. We're together. And the beauty and simplicity with the way that she expresses that, like when we remember that, all there is to do is just love. And I guess I hope, because it certainly happened for me. Thank you, Murphy, for this. By reading that poem for her, it stopped me in my tracks this morning. Yeah, you know, that busy, busy, busyness. You know, what happens when I stop and I look around and I connect first to her, then to each of you, after I send this off, people on my street, people on the bus. It's like we can be the love in the world. We can be the ones to stop and to take a deep breath and to connect and to stand together the way that Rosemary is encouraging us in this poem. So I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this and connect with me however you want. Please, I love to hear from you. All right. Bye-bye.